Mo is no more. And Sean fighting Andrew. Oh my God, so much happened this episode of Daytime Divas, and we're talking about it coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is one of the jams. I'm still like on that high from the BET Awards performance. Yeah,
that's probably the only performance that I saw.
And we had some candy girls in this episode.
Right.
You gotta check it out. Hey guys, I'm Elle Marie, and you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV. And thank you for joining us today. And I'll let the rest of the panel introduce themselves.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones and Love Shea Butter on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Hi guys, it's Mo. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
Hi guys, I'm Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Amy Cassandra _TV. And I'm so excited to be here because this was a fun episode.
It was.
I had fun watching it.
There's so much to talk about. Like, yeah. This is the most notes I've ever written.
Right? Writing so much. It was so much to cover. And I'm like, speaking of Candy Girl, Heather had her little Candy Girl in Mo's replacement. Right. Portia.
I'm sorry, can Portia come back for real? First of all, Tasha Smith is a fabulous actress.
Yeah, I love
actress.
Tasha Smith. Right.
And it's like not even funny. It's almost like watching Tasha Smith just be Tasha Smith. Right. I legit think she's like that in her real life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, who you? Like,
right.
Homie?
Right. I feel like every character of her is like, no matter how they change it, she's just her. Like, mm-hmm. That's what she plays for a living.
Puts a little bit of herself in every character that she has. Yeah. Because, like, the show opens up this time with them saying goodbye to Mo, like you said, for now. For this episode, it was like, all of it.
Wait. I wanted to say while she was on her thing, but I can't because my mic's off. But, like, for real, for now.
But Mo, for this episode, there is no more Mo.
Right.
And I like how Maxine said that she went to go pursue her comedy career.
Right.
But really? That was very funny.
That's just like what they say, like when somebody leaves, oh yeah, they're just gonna explore
about their own career. Right. Yeah. Probably really is. And I feel like she's gonna come back on the show like with some comedy for Maxine.
Oh yeah, she's gonna come back harder when they finally bring her back.
Harder. Right.
Yeah. But so they replaced her with Portia, with Tasha Smith. Mm-hmm. And at first, Heather wasn't feeling it at first because she was close to Mo, so she wanted to kind of have Mo's back. Oh, the new girl, we're not going to be nice to her, like a little bad girls club thing, you know? And then, like,
in a white world version.
Right.
No, I think it was more of like, how similar they are. Like, she's trying to take my spot.
It became that. But I think it started off like, I don't want to get to know her. And then, and also, you're kind of stepping on my toes with my brand. Like, oh no.
Right. No, I even wrote down, like, she's like me, but black. And then Nina throws in lesbian. So awesome.
See, I thought, like, she was looking out for Mo, but she stepped right into her dressing room, so she didn't have that much of a hard time. I do want to pause for a second. We are on the chat, so if you guys have anything to say, any questions, join us there. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Carmen, Williams, Zias?
Luwap. I can say that a lot.
That's cool.
Hi, Luwap.
Yeah, Simone, you know who Kimmy.
Yeah,
thank you,
guys.
Thank you guys for checking in.
But it was a fun episode, and I liked that we focused a little bit more on Heather.
Yeah.
Which was a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that's funny when, you know, she goes home and she's like, okay, what? Personally, I feel like you're going to ask your son who's transgender. He'll tell you real quick. Just, you know, as an option, you could have just did that instead of going to your husband who's like the guy's guy. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. But he actually was just like, I don't have to care no more. You put me in the basement.
Yeah.
But no, like she said in the episode, like it's nice to have some attention from a man finally. So I feel like her son wouldn't have been of justice. Like it's like asking your son to like take you on a date.
True, because it was a different type of attention that she was wanting. And then, like, so, that's kind of what attracted her to Portia, because Portia was giving her all of this attention.
Right.
And even in the dressing room when they had that moment, at first I thought they were having a real moment. I thought the hand was, like, right there. Placed.
You're beautiful.
Like, all right. Right?
Yeah. Which is cute romantic music.
Right?
Bow, 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 bow.
So, I mean, they were already in the dressing room, but no. So then she flashed. She came back. And then it was like, okay, that was just all in her head. But it just shows, like, she was giving her that attention. She was being nice to her. She was helping her stand up,
For herself,
like, find her own voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think she liked that because she doesn't get that at home.
Right.
And you shouldn't.
And later, Sean tried to take away their segment, their cooking segment.
Mm-hmm.
She was just thinking, okay, But then Portia was like, no, really? Right? Like, you're gonna stand up to him, say something. Yeah. I like that. Right. Because how many times do we feel like sometimes we get in the way? Yeah. And we just like, maybe, okay, yeah, fine, no, that's fine. But yeah. if we have someone like rooting us, like, yeah, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Personal cheerleader, like right next to you.
Right.
Then it's, yeah, I don't know, it's encouraging.
You have your moments sometimes where, because you have other moments where you feel like you speak out, and then sometimes you are like a little like, okay, I don't want to rock the boat right now. All right, mm-hmm. fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's good that you have that sometimes.
Right. I wonder how she's going to take it now that she has to leave, you know? Yeah. Like, she's not going to be a guest host. I feel like she's kind of like getting attached to her now.
She is.
She's like, but then, as soon as I started liking you, you're
true,
leaving.
True, yeah. But when we fast forward kind of to the end of, like, with Heather and her situation when she's performing at her listing party or whatever.
Yeah.
God bless. Whatever. So.
That was so sweet. They did such a good job with that.
She can never finish.
She can never finish. She can't start. Yeah. That's what's funny. She can never start.
Yeah. Like, but while she was talking to the pastor, and the pastor, you know, he brought it to her attention that it was only attention that she wanted. And then he kind of took advantage, like she said, or I don't know if maybe that was a part of his teaching also. Like, let me just show you what that's what it is.
No. But also, I feel like he's attracted her either way.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to see if there was him doing that, or if that was a part of his lesson he was trying to teach her. Like, see, you falling for it again.
No. He's interesting.
He's a hot, I'm sorry, he's a hot bastard. Yes, Lord. Where is your church?
He's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's a good looking dude. His eyes.
Oh, girl. I'm telling you.
Yeah, his eyes were beautiful. And I mean, I know Heather already has kids, but they would have made beautiful babies together.
Right. Just thinking. Have some more.
Yeah,
because Brad sucks as a husband. You
he
know
really
what I mean?
Does.
So. I feel. Yeah. Well, I don't feel bad for Brad. No. No one here feels bad for Brad.
I still want to know, like, the back. Like I was saying last week, I wanted to know the backstory of Nina and what's his name?
Sean.
Yeah, but I kind of want to know the backstory of Heather and her husband as well. Like, it had to be something. Yeah.
Like, because you're married, so how do you, you know, keep that, like, from, you know, the
getting
argument?
Getting to that point.
Communication is key.
Right. So I
no, but seriously, like, you're each other's best friends. Right. You have to be there in good times and in bad. Mm-hmm. But you go to them for everything, anything. Can be silly. You don't have to always wear makeup or brush your hair, whatever, you know?
Right.
So, and you could, I think that maybe with Heather and Brad, she felt like she always had to have this image at all times, and maybe that had something to do with it.
Right. But I'm thinking maybe it started with the sun.
Yeah.
Like, what if they had been good the whole time, and then, like, as soon as the sun came, it was like,
That's a good point. It could have.
Go ahead.
Well, I liked how, so Heather kissed, he went in, what do we think? Was it like 80-20?
I think it was a mutual. 50,
like, I feel like he went in a little more than
60-40.
Yeah.
That second time, though,
maybe
like
60-40. Oh, yeah, the second time, yes. That was ours. She's like, is this real? Okay, we're going, okay, I'm still going to do this.
But then later she slapped him, and I love what she said. Mm-hmm. But she said, shame on you for taking advantage of my needs, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, right. I mean, out of
what
everything.
She added, what did she add?
She added, and damn you for being beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just like, first of all, you can't get mad at him because his face is that cute. It's like, he was like, you was born like a hot southern pageant girl. He was born hot. I'm sorry.
We have people on the chat that are agreeing.
Oh, they're like,
with his. With his attractiveness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy Sylvester, hot pastor, is
and, like,
emoji. Hard eyes. Yeah. Simone, Heather wants a real partner in her corner, and her husband is clearly not giving her that.
Yeah, not at all.
True. Carmen, I had no idea that Heather was thinking about switching teams, though.
And Kimmy.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that was, like, a part of her past. Like,
before she had
Oh, like in college?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Because it didn't seem too new to her.
Yeah, she wasn't too hesitant about it. Like,
about
you know,
that thought, and going straight to her and be like, I'm sorry, it was, but, like, you know, we can't. There are three things I loved about Portia for many reasons. First of all, those two book titles were everything. And second of all, when she was trying to, you know, talk to her, I was like, I need, like, shut up, please, almost basically. And she's like, you're very white. We really don't overlap. That was I'm like, I did an Amy. I'm like, I wrote it down because that was the best line.
Oh, right. You used me as a verb. I did an Amy. Wrote it down. That's cool.
He used me as a verb.
That's
good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah. But I also like how Kibby called her out on it because she's like, you know, me being sexually fluid, I can see it. I sense it, you know, because I feel like everyone else was just thought it was like a little bit of tension of one of them stepping on each other's toes. But Kibby's like, no. there's something there.
But I feel like Shelby knows everything. Oh, like, yeah. Even outside of that sexually fluid thing, like, yeah, she's like, I'm a psychic.
Yeah.
Personally, I just think it's all, oh, maybe it's me. I just, half time, I think things are just common sense, even if, like, we don't state them. Like, we can tell they're there.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of Kibby. Because everybody thinks Kibby's just the bobblehead.
Right. Yeah. And then she's not afraid to mention it either. Like, if I was her, I would just, like, keep the information to myself, even though I knew it or I noticed it or observed it, but I wouldn't just be like, yeah, I see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. You're like her. I'll just be like, okay, I see what's going on here, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's always like, no, I'm gonna tell you.
Mm-hmm. I like
that about her.
Yeah.
Can we please talk about keeping Abby? Because
yeah,
I mean Maddie. Because that was
great.
Amazing clap back in yeah. a, such a very classy way. And let's yes. please give it up for Kibby.
Yes, like, her clap back.
Because her clap back was
and also
amazing.
To Maxine for the assistance of the clap back. Like, let
she,
me
she
let
was
finish.
Exactly. She was yeah. the credits.
I love
her. Maxine was just watching. She was like, she's, you know, she's in the mm-hmm. She's like, okay, baby girl, I see you about to, you're trying to become me for a second. Do you?
Right.
I'm going to see how this plays out.
Right.
Like,
Maddie
and that girl
to
really
to
tried her. I could not believe yeah. it.
She really, like,
she I knew it was
so,
something iffy.
Yeah,
though.
Especially when she called them fronds or something
fronds.
Like that.
Oh,
that
my God.
What, like, fake friends?
Oh
what
God.
Is a frond?
Yeah.
A frond
no, I could just tell.
A very
is that the
white
new frenemy?
Word. No offense to you. It's a very white word of frenemies. And, like, very, I think it's very a pretentious way just to be pretentious.
Yeah, like, I'm not really calling you my friend.
But it was,
right?
That was so fake. Yeah, I was like, okay.
I might want to just say that right. at all just times now, just because it's fun to say. I never right. say from.
Yeah, you could just
Broms.
Always yeah. add that extra.
And as soon as she gets on that set, she just totally flipped the script.
Right.
She's
I
like,
think something
I'm
was
sorry,
up, though.
I
was
PTSD.
Like, she's being mm-hmm. too nice.
I want to be like, bitch, how you got PTSD?
Right.
Right.
Like,
from a shove.
You look
what?
Even
from
more now. Stupid for having
you,
PTSD.
You got slant to a wall and you fell
right.
on some
exactly.
mats.
Right, exactly.
Some soft-ass mats.
Soft mats.
She's fine.
What's your PTSD about?
And she's like, oh, from everything that Kibby did to me.
Right. No, ma'am.
And then so Kibby put her on blast. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I learned
I just
that.
Didn't want to take part of all the coke binges you had in your dressing room.
And I
thought
it was because, you know, I wasn't thin enough. Even
right.
though, you know, obviously I'm not fat, but
right.
I wasn't mm-hmm. thin enough to be a part of your squad.
But right. shout out to Kibby's sober coach because he was the one, you know, saying.
Use I.
Mm-hmm. Use I.
Accountability. Yeah. I like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. yeah. And that's something we can all learn from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know.
Uh-huh.
And it made her look really classy.
It did.
Really did.
Like,
mm-hmm.
She was like,
she
no, I'm
had.
Not talking about you. I'm
right.
talking about
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I'm talking about my truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That
was good.
Seriously,
was good.
It was, like, it was
yeah.
flawlessly
right.
just executed. And
right.
She's like, I'm sorry that, you know, I told everybody you gave him chlamydia. And then she, like, set her own stuff up.
Right.
You
right.
gave me herpes.
like
right. okay, and Maxine, and now
right.
we
can
and
go
now
to commercial.
We
can
go to commercial.
I was like, that
it.
Was classic.
It was like
Amy, you were like,
drops
army. Mic.
Yeah, I did. You know, oh, I was like, I couldn't find my pen right now. And I thought maybe my drop micage left
Mikey.
It over there.
Right.
You lost your pen.
Yeah. I really wish the lunch hour was a real show.
Right.
Right?
Really
it actually
do.
Would be really entertaining.
I legit think we should have, like, a lunch hour show here.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, for real.
We could
like,
do it.
Well, like on, like, the real lunch hour, just
right.
like that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be so popular.
Like, on Facebook Live?
Hmm.
Or just even a show here on either here at ABHO would be awesome.
Oh,
just like
I
an
got,
as a show.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
The lunch hour.
Listen.
In the chat, what do you guys think?
Yeah, you guys should say that. You want that?
Do you want that?
Yeah.
Because they're listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about, speaking of Maxine and then her flawlessness and how she executes the show. She put on a show trying to get back at Anna.
And mm-hmm. she did it well.
She did.
Oh, very
she
well.
She really did. I'm like trying to figure out how she knew all those, you
well,
know, steps and plans ahead of time.
Well, she already knew about a pop star. So, only person in town was Sia. And then, like, I'm sorry. This is the only thing that killed my Anna. You know your opponent.
Right.
Why would you tell your opponent the next step to your plan?
Right.
I am sorry. You just set yourself up for failure.
But right. that's when you think you're better than your opponent.
Yeah.
You think you're steps above or steps ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to say, like, oh, I have this and have that. And you just underestimate them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would underestimate someone like Maxine, but that's
true.
True.
You worked for her for 2 years. You should know
you
exactly
should know
mm-hmm.
what this woman is capable of. And especially if you've been digging into her
yeah.
life for a book.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You should know what lens she's about to go to. And even though you might not be afraid of her no more, she's about to show you.
Right.
Okay.
Right, should be.
Two things. I believe it was last episode, they referred to her as Anna because I wrote down, like Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Anna.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was always Anna. Then I just wasn't paying attention properly.
I thought it was Anna. And I was like, you guys need to pick one. Because, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe I felt like Anna sound better and just switched it
Anna.
Up.
Anna.
Yeah.
Anna Cross. Oh, what are they calling the Anna?
I mean, it might always just switch back and forth depending on.
Maybe who says like it. Maybe it's one of those things. You know,
or if you're feeling fancy. Yeah, Anna. Right. Anna. Yeah. Hi, I'm Anna.
Maybe she refers to herself as Anna Cross.
Well, not
right. And Maxine is like, Anna Cross.
Right.
I don't know who you were.
Bring you down to earth. You're Anna.
You were in some, what was it, like velour peach sweatpants every day.
Right.
It's like, I'm sorry. I don't know if I would, like, if you came to work every day like that, my respect will, like, legit, like, genuinely just start declining.
And they're the same color, too. So it's not like you're switching up the color.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you get paid well enough to buy some real clothes, sweetie.
Man, if they're comfortable. But at least it's the color.
Like, get some hammer pants. Those are comfy and those are stylish. I am sorry. Like, come on. You could be comfy, but you can also at least have some kind of style.
But I think, like, that was the whole thing. Like, she was this big old frumpy person that Maxine changed and molded into who she is today. Right. So it's like, why are you coming after me? I basically made you.
Right.
And I will break you if you try my life.
Exactly.
Did you guys put the pieces together when Maxine was offering the tickets to Leon? And then they went to will call and everything. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that, like, before it?
Yeah, I figured something was happening because she also said, if you get arrested, call Ramona. So I was like, okay, something's here.
Are you saying before then?
Yeah, well, before she says, hi, I'm Anna Krause.
Okay. Oh, before that. Yeah, I thought, yeah, before that, like, just regular tickets.
Well, yeah, because she told Sean that. Oh, she told Shauna, she was telling somebody that the only pop star in town right now is Sia, so that's who's Anna, that's who she's going to see.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
She's like, and then she told William, I'm going to be finding a couple just warning shots.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why they are really trying to keep Leon. Like, I thought they thought he was a bad PA.
Because they don't want him to sue him.
Sexual harassment. Yeah. Because even though they can get away with firing they can't exactly justify firing Leon.
Right. I can't believe they cover assume their tracks. That it's sexual harassment, though.
Because he can't cock. Because he can claim that.
He can cock.
It was mutual.
Right.
You said it. I'm just repeating life, okay?
This is live, guys.
So they just want to cover all their bases just in case, you know, because he can pull that card if he wanted to.
Yeah.
So now they have to keep him longer than they really wanted to.
Yeah, I really wish we would have had
his uses though. Like, give it up for Leon has his uses. Like, I love Ramona. It's like, why are you know?
Right.
Obviously, he ain't gonna tell, but, like, also, like, dude is thirsty. Like, it's actually a real thing for him. No matter what you might think about his skills or not, he gonna get where he needs to be at the end of the day. So, thirsty is what he is.
Yeah. Do we think Ramona's gonna start to do something and be a little shady?
Ramona's about to be something drastic. Well, I'm seeing it, like, in my mind.
She was already stealing. Right, so this is the next level.
Mm-hmm. So, like, more revenge for her?
Yeah, she's going to take some... She was talking about the Anna Cross thing, and she was like, she's unavailable indefinitely. I feel like that was a lie. I feel like she actually had some good stuff to bring back to Maxine, but when she found out, like, oh, I'm not producing the show like she just told me, let me hold this information then.
Yeah, because she did kind of hesitate at that moment. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Maxine probably really needs. And she's like, oh, okay, you changed your mind. I changed mine, too.
It'd be smart of her to learn a few things from Anna.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if smart's the right word.
Oh, like Ramona learned from Anna?
Like Anna's mistakes?
Like Anna's gonna, like, well, but she's also, trying to come in and change things, too. Like, from that promo, I just want to be like, I might be pregnant, but I will beat you. You are like 3 to 4 inches taller than me. I will knock you down, girl. And fix your teeth one more time. I'm sorry. First of all, I'll never mess with a pregnant woman. Especially when desperately, like, in her own little love triangle, no love on one side, love
she's
on the other.
She's got so much going on.
I felt so bad for her, too, like, because she's trying to do it without, like, Sean knowing whatever she happened in the past and, like, not let her past define her at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Andrew, who, like, just knows all the secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, I'm proud of Sean. Yes, punch the dude. You just called my woman a whore. Who you think you is? You might be the husband, but baby, I got the love. How you feeling?
I don't know. I feel like Sean is a little too.
I hope that was on my face so I can get that on my reel.
Yeah. Right? Because that was... Check. That was a good one.
Yeah, there's a lot of flashbacks to...
Maxine and Ted.
Maxine and Ted.
He's gorgeous.
Did we know he was a white guy?
I assumed he was a white guy.
You did. I didn't.
No, I think he's in the, like, the when they open. She's talking about her husband. I think they have a picture of them in the opening.
Okay.
I know that. He's handsome.
Very.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had daddy issues. Yeah, so. I don't.
And so is he Sean's dad or no?
I say William's and Sean's dad.
Yeah, I think William and Sean's dad.
Got you.
Okay. I really believe that.
And so
that.
She's just claiming him as a nephew. That's why.
Because, okay. You know, maybe, like, he's not going to probably come out the way he should look,
right.
You know, because he won't be a mixed baby.
Gotcha. Okay, that's
so
making sense.
Maybe,
y'all put
you know,
some stuff
if it's William's baby,
me.
He's going to completely look, you know, black.
Right.
Okay. So
yeah, we had our theories last week. It was funny.
Closer to the end of the episode, we see Anna talking with the neighbor with the audio, right?
Yeah.
And then before that, we had seen Maxine having a flashback of her and Ted.
From that night.
Right, arguing that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The night that Ted died, we get that whole, you know, what Anna knows. So we're all thinking that Maxine killed Ted, right?
Yeah, but I think it hurt for her defense
how.
For that for me
yeah.
was that it was in self-defense.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And if
I'm
not,
totally okay with
William
it.
Somehow came in at the 11th hour.
Yeah, something to
and
both
protected
of them.
And saved that. Saved
that's
Maxine.
What I'm thinking. It could have been either. It could be. It could go either way.
Right.
It could also could have been William. Like he came in maybe to save her or something because Ted seemed very drunk.
Right.
So
belligerently drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I still don't know exactly how it all happened. I'm not for sure. Like she killed him deliberately.
Yeah, I don't think it was on purpose. But I'm already on Maxine's side. We don't know the whole story, but I'm like, it's fine. We got your back.
Yeah.
Not that she needs us.
Right.
But we're always here for you.
Right.
Always.
We are. But I think it's interesting because, so, you know, we see kind of like how they started. Like, she was, you know, a newscaster trying to figure out how to say some very Middle Eastern name. And how he came and was like, the network is picking up your show. And, like, and then, like, the Emmy she won and him not feeling...
Like
appreciated
like,
or
appreciated
loved,
because
yeah.
of it.
You appreciate it.
And then like, you kind of seem like decline because now your wife seems almost bigger than you.
Right.
And like around the time his business was failing too.
Right.
So like that really.
And in that moment where they were talking about him not feeling appreciated and, you know, like something was missing there, they flash right back to currently with Maxine hugging William. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have. I feel like they were involved at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, duh, I just said that. But anyway, because that's why he would be Sean's father. But yeah, so they were involved at the time. Clearly, like there was something going on with them and it was stronger. And I think that Ted was possibly starting to pick up on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because for them to go to them right away is like, yes. William was also an issue in their relationship between Maxine
that.
And Ted.
I can see that.
See, that's kind of like, I'm noticing Heather needed someone to appreciate her.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, pastor comes in. Nina probably needed someone to appreciate her.
Because
Andrew
she's not
wasn't
getting it from
doing.
Her Andrew.
Right.
Yeah, bam, Sean comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Moral of the story.
Threesomes.
We all need to be appreciated.
Right?
Right?
That's
what,
no,
that means
no.
Situation.
What?
That
threesomes.
Yeah,
I
appreciate
the
person.
I was thinking of like the
so
symmetry.
They won't have to
like
move
the,
on.
The threesomes, like the triangle is a symmetry of like the show with these characters.
Right.
Sure.
That
right?
too, though. Shay.
I see you trying to make it work. I will accept it.
I really
it.
Was.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Not this time.
I'll try about this.
Well, that's. Just right, since, you know, you're on this whole threesome kick.
Wait,
okay,
the triangle
Sean,
is strong,
I mean,
man.
Yes, and this
okay.
is the best triangle going on right now. It's Sean, Nina, and Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
so.
Before we talk about it, whose side are you guys on?
Sean,
okay.
Why the hell am I on Andrew's side?
Well, no one's on Andrew's side.
I'm on nobody's side.
I'm on marriage. I'm on the side of marriage.
Yeah.
What if it's a marriage?
Yeah, why aren't you on the side of marriage?
Well, no, I wasn't on any. I don't. I love what Nina was before, you know, the character before.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, girl, stop.
Yeah.
She's just, obviously she has to be in that position as a wife for Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't really.
Right.
She does
yeah,
not
I'm
have
not
to keep
fond.
Playing along.
Right.
She is being blackmailed. But she's a smart girl. Like, she can figure it out. So I don't appreciate that she's doing that to Sean, too.
Yeah.
Because she's playing with both of their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Anna
don't
really
think
I,
yeah.
cares.
Yeah,
she's like,
yeah.
it's she's his puppet, basically.
Right.
But I don't like what Nina's doing.
Yeah, I would just
but
say I'm more so
You're
feel bad
job.
For Sean because I don't
yeah.
want to
mm-hmm.
say I'm
mm-hmm.
rooting for him and just even if, whether their marriage is, you know, she's being blackmailed right now or whatever, trying to stick it out with Andrew just for, you know, the optics of everything with him running for office. But, you know, so I don't want to go against marriage, whatever. but I just feel bad for Sean because she's leading him on and everything. And now that Andrew knows, Sean doesn't really have too much leverage in the situation to keep telling Nina, well, this is our child. You need to do this and do that to try to leave Andrew and make them break up. It's like now that he knows, Sean has no more leverage and he's just out and, you know,
he
cold.
Uses leverage because now the world knows.
Well, now the world knows. Yes. Yeah, sure.
It was all over on The View, which it was just like awesome. Viral.
Viral. I'm like, is she like throwing jabs?
Yeah.
I mean, she has them in it, so, like, right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, they had to, like, sign off on, like, we're going to talk about this.
Right. So, I wonder what kind of jab it is.
Yeah. But I think, I think that's what forced him to get all upset and all that stuff Andrew was talking about, you know, to him.
Especially backstage. He's like, okay, now. The mother of my child, a whore.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Cool.
And, and even though everything she's doing to him, Sean still loves her, so it's like, I'm going to defend her no matter what.
So he could have knocked him backstage instead of, like, on the stage and just saying.
I think he's just too into it.
Yeah, because like you said, like he doesn't even need to be that into it because he's getting played too.
He is. That's what I'm saying. Like I feel sorry for him.
Why does everybody mean he's playing? I really think she truly does love him.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
know anymore. She cheated on her husband, even though he's a whack job.
Right.
You still like you break it off before it gets to that point.
Right.
And then Sean, we like Sean. But Sean was still involved with a married woman.
Exactly.
Bro, keep it in your pants.
Right.
But what if we were talking about like our theories of this marriage. What if the marriage is a marriage of convenience in name only and like
but it's okay, still, I still don't like
Andrew
how she's handling this situation now.
Andrew's probably upset because he hasn't been caught either. So he's probably getting his in on whatever, but on the side where it's not going to be ever made public either.
Right.
But no, because he could
she's still
just
not
been
handling the situation good. Mm-hmm. Even if it was only meant to be like convenient.
Because even if like now that now we don't know what's going to happen now after the fact, we'll see what happens that Sean has exposed everything. But it still can they're still married, so they can still want to fix it in a public eye. Like we've decided to blah blah blah, go to counseling, and you know what I mean. So I think that's what I mean by to say that Sean really doesn't have any more leverage. Like he exposed it, but they still have the upper hand because they knew it already before. He didn't expose something that they didn't know. So
kind of like
it's not a shock to them,
since
it's not a shock to them, they can kind of possibly bounce back from it. So we'll see. Or maybe Nina will wake up and say, you know what, fine, everyone knows now. I do want to
be with
you,
Sean. Yeah.
You know,
but she's about to have Maxine help her.
Right.
So
I wonder how he knows, though, because I thought Sean told him. Remember last week, I was like, Sean had to tell him.
No, but he didn't tell it. Like, Andrew told Sean that he knows.
I know, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. How does he know if Sean wasn't the one?
I feel that's like Andrew crazy. Got some spies too. He's running for Congress. He's in
politics.
Come on now. Politics is not. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some politicians are very good at their job and they actually care about, you know, the people. Mm-hmm. And some are just grimy as hell.
I mean, you need to be sneaky almost in any job. Like, you need to know what's going on around you at all times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You need to be sneaky.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to our chat, Simone. Is on Sean's side. He is the one being played and used. Guys, let us know whose side you're on because we might take a tally and I don't know who's going to win.
Yeah.
And they would love the
Sean
idea
versus
if we did
Andrew.
Like a lunch hour. Bum, bum. Our own version of a lunch hour.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
we should do
like,
that. We're going to
we're gonna
write that down.
Yes, right. We're going to, I don't know which episode. We're going to do that though. That'll be cool.
We do have people that would watch it every day.
They
Simone.
Would watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody else said it too.
All right. We'll do a test run.
Luwap.
Throughout this one.
I can't say that.
Luwap.
Luwap.
So you said you could say it all the time.
Luwap. Yeah.
I couldn't say it for like 2 seconds.
Okay. I want to bring up how Mo and Leon are not on good terms, it seems like since she was fired, because the text messages that they
oh no
had
she sent him a
other.
Sex
yeah,
no they on she, good terms she's still she's,
she's,
still, she's
yeah.
still getting there
no,
when she's
I told her put like who is this when he texts her
it was
like,
a joke
the best thing you ever had she ain't dumb and then
right,
she said
but I'm saying
sex,
I guess
so
like
it's like the joke like new phone who dis
right
kind of thing.
I think it was like that yeah
okay, I thought she was like beefing
because right after yeah no right after that best you ever had it was like some boobs some
something some
little
hair went down little
kitty I don't know
that's what you call it
what
she sits next to me. She's rubbing off on me.
What?
Hey.
What? You
this
said
this is PG-13 now.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not?
This is a daytime diva. This is almost rated R over here. What you talking about? We just talked
well,
about
13-year-olds are different than how we
our second
were,
and first
guys.
Episode. We talked about BDSM. This is rated R. What you want?
Right. It really is.
Proceed with caution, guys. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, we know you're Heather. You're like you look like Nina, but you're Heather.
I was, yeah.
I you guys don't know this, but before we start the show, it was last week and today. I look at myself. I'm like, I look like Nina today.
I get to be Mo. Yeah. I don't try to be Mo. I was just really funny. Not even on purpose.
Right.
Things will come out of my mouth.
Who would you guys say you are? We can have more than one.
I think you're more like Portia.
You think so? Oh, I'll take Portia.
I don't know. Who would I be?
Nobody's Anna Cross.
Right? Nobody's Anna. Nobody's Anna. Nobody's Anna. And I'm not as like vicious and as Maxine.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
Maybe I aspire to be that way.
Right. But, maybe your co-host is about to come.
Right, yeah. We're going to find my spot. Yeah. Somebody's going to be me. I can relate to them.
Well, we have Lala. We have, like, Eve coming too.
Yeah, I can't wait for Lala, though.
Patti LaBelle.
I'm just going to pick Lala right off top.
Can we just praise out to the queen of that is Patti LaBelle?
I know. I saw that. I was like, what? Patti's coming on?
Yeah, so they got all the guest hosts. They've been doing good, with all the guest hosts. Kelly Osbourne, Portia.
Lala's but she's like the fixer, which I'm like, I'm just interested in seeing how that's going to play.
What do you mean the fixer? How do you know?
Because in the promo, she's like, instead of doing what you did, you could have just called me. Like, right. She's like a hot shot publicist, whatever.
What's her name? Okay. Scandal.
Oh, Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia Pope.
Oh, okay.
She's Daytime Divas.
Yeah, daytime talk shows.
No, but you should like no. Let's talk about that promo real quick because Anna's like kind of like almost trying to like say you're replaceable, Nina. Like, but I'm like, bitch, you just got here.
Right.
What you talking about? You ain't got no power.
That's gonna wake up.
She's trying
Nina.
To shift. Yeah, I was gonna say she's trying to shift her power. She can't take Max down, so like, let me take somebody else.
But
smaller,
I'm
someone
she
on
said,
my level.
If you get me as a co-host, I'm gonna stop the book. But she still continued the book.
Because
like in the last
scene,
that's what she was doing. Yeah.
Well,
like,
I think she actually was going to keep her word until Philip came with that. So I think even if she's doing it, she's going to be sneaking. She learned from Max.
Yeah, she was like, okay, and maybe she didn't have too much
leverage.
Info on her. Yeah, too much leverage. So it's like, okay, fine.
Right.
I'll drop the book, make me a co-host, and then here comes the neighbor with the tape.
Right.
So now it's like,
what's on the tape?
I want to be like, first of all, dude. It's been 10 years or so. Why you got this recording?
Right. Why are you such a creep?
You creepy as hell.
He's like, I'm really gonna need this later in life. This is gonna come in handy.
That's too much of a vengeance right there.
Yeah.
No, but that's like, okay, well then why didn't you just send the cops?
Right.
When Ted died. That's something if she's really a bitch or whatever you want to
say.
Right.
You could have sent that to the cops and she could have got pulled into the office, interviewed, interrogated, whatever.
And I want to know, what's his issue?
Right. And I would hope to not be harboring an issue with somebody for 10 years.
He
that's taking too much out of me.
Being the neighbor to Maxine.
That's what
he
I'm
doesn't
saying.
Like
you
it.
Have too much resentment for
just
too
calm
long.
Down.
Exactly.
Move out.
I would, that's what I would do. Like, if I had hated somebody that much, I would just have to
But
move
isn't it
around.
Funny? He's like, you can't afford my jury. I'm just like, dude, obviously I live in this building. I can afford what I want to afford.
See,
like, you and I are on the same level. If not, I'm higher than you.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm thinking of why you would stay in a spot for so long is maybe it's rent controlled. But yeah, he's noted, so he's fine. He can move. It's okay. Not a fan of his.
No.
Get out.
Sleep.
But yeah, I can't wait till next week, so everything else is going to unravel. We're going to see all these things from the promo.
Right.
Hit. What's going on?
Kimmy is, Patty is playing Maxine's mom. Right.
Oh.
yes.
That is going to be amazing.
Patty LaBelle is playing. Oh,
Maxine's
gotcha.
Mom.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. That's going
to
be good.
I can't wait till that episode so they bring her on.
I know yesterday was Nina's birthday in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mo's.
Really? Both of them had the same birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Happy
that's
birthday,
cool.
ladies.
I know. Happy belated birthday. Oh,
you shared a birthday.
All the Daytime Divas are what?
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Cancers, huh?
Happy.
So all the Daytime Divas are cancers.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Amy was trying
I was starting
start
to start
a whole birthday
something,
song.
But that's okay.
Thank you, guys.
Happy
birthday yesterday.
Yeah, send her lots of love.
So happy belated birthday to those three.
Yeah, to everyone.
Look. Oh, see.
I love that. I share like a birthday with Sheena Arnold because she's been like we first saw her in Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was super funny in that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel blessed. I get to share a birthday with her.
Yeah,
and,
a
like,
cool birthday
and
twin.
And you said Camille, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, because I've loved her ever since. Gotta Kick It Up. That's how
I
said Tisa Birthday. Tisa Birthday because of Camille. Okay.
Gotta Kick It Up. Jinx. Yes. Disney Channel.
Right.
That is it. Decom feels in
your
day. You guys are having a moment.
Yeah. I did miss Mo this episode.
I did too.
Somebody in the chat actually mentioned her. Wait a second. They're like,
and
she's going to come
coming
back.
Yeah, she's coming back
revenge,
for sure.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Oh, we got birthday shout outs. Yay.
Oh, that's so sweet.
From Lua. K. Can we call you that, Lua? How do you say your first name?
Can't say yeah, Lua, break it down for us in the chat.
Like, you pronounce your phonetics, because we went to college and everything, but we still need help.
Please. We want to say your name correctly.
I think it is Lua.
Yeah, well, let us know. The first part. Hit us up in the comments. But also, Heather's kids.
Is their birthday?
We didn't.
No. Oh, yeah. it's their birthday too. It's everyone's birthday. Right. No, we didn't. We didn't see them.
Right. Yeah, because I think it was more so just focused on her. Okay, yeah, just on her. Yeah. So yeah, this episode was not so much about the kids.
But yeah, because not even so much about the husband either.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Just her. Right.
But we do know he cheats sooner or later, so that's just gonna be husband.
Yeah, Brad. Yeah,
and like that's even more. I want to state something, even though because I'm talking about this stuff, I do not believe in cheating. I really don't. I think, everybody's saying, you should just break up with that person. If I'm not here for you, like, let me know so I can, move on to my better future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just give me that courtesy. Exactly. I might cry, but I'll get over you and push on with my life.
Right.
But I wanted to say that real quick because, I have to, even though I say a lot of stuff, I said, I will, I'll
have to bring
it back.
What you're really for, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. This was exciting, this episode.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, I can't wait to see everything that went down in the promo actually unfold next week. So we will see you guys then. Hopefully come back and check us out. Yes. Kibby's going to school, taking selfies in school when she should be paying attention, but at least she's there.
Yeah.
But so make sure you guys join us next week. I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and Love Shea Butter on Snapchat.
Hi guys, it's Mo. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
And I'm Amy Cassandra. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the chat. It was awesome. We love your input, ideas, everything. And thank you for the birthday shout-out to Shay.
Because these are so cute. The emojis are just so cute to look at. And thanks, Lua. We'll say it. We'll say it a lot of different ways. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes, please.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.